Quick thoughts on that passage again this morning before we sing our final songs. Acts 2, 42 to 47. We should know this off by heart by now. We focused on it so much during January. In Acts it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Such important words that we've been thinking about over these last weeks. And as we've done that, we've learned, haven't we, how churches, we are as God's people commissioned. We're set apart, we're set in place to be church in Jesus' name. That means that this is what Jesus wanted to happen. And you remember that reading that Lynn read to us about shining like stars to those around us that don't know Jesus yet, to help people get to know Jesus for themselves. This is important for us to hold on to and remember and live with. We are commissioned to be God's church. And then in this particular passage that I've just read, those words there, they devoted themselves to all of the things that were there. The people who came together to be that first church were set apart by God to be his church family, to be God's people. And they devoted themselves to that. They took it seriously. They committed themselves to all of those things. We thought as well about being a healthy church last Sunday, didn't we? About thinking about how church is doing. What are we doing as church? And so that links all into this morning. And wanting people to see God's church in Bromsgrove and be drawn to it, be excited by it, to be able to go, wow, isn't that an amazing thing? I want to find out more. To be church that are shining like stars. Doing that through the power of the Holy Spirit and nothing else. Demonstrating our love and our care and our unity for everybody around us. These are the things that we have been focusing on this morning and over these last few weeks. And these are the things that God wants us to hold on to and take with us into the coming weeks and months of this year. And think seriously about all that we are seeking to be in his name. I'm going to say a short prayer that brings all of that together. And then we're going to sing our last two songs. So perhaps worship group come and join me at the front here while I'm praying. Father, thank you for all that you've been teaching us as your church over these last weeks. Father, thank you that we know that your strength is in everything that we are seeking to be and do. Lord, when we feel weary, when we feel like we don't know what to do next, then, Lord, help us to remember again that you have empowered us, you have given us the strength to be your people through your Holy Spirit. Father, help us to come to you each day, to pray to you each day, to seek you, to understand what it is you want us to do in that particular day for you. And so, Father, we ask that you will carry on teaching us how to show your grace and your acceptance to people around us. Help us to do that with understanding and forgiveness when we get that wrong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, our final two songs help us to show our commitment to God, really, that we want the love of Jesus to go on being in everything that we are and everything that we do with our lives. And the first song is about giving thanks to God, knowing that his love keeps going forever and ever. And the second song says similar things, that God is an everlasting God. He doesn't come to an end. And so we know that he's with us all the time. So the two songs are going to go together. The first song, this side of the church are to follow Joe, and this side of the church are to follow Pauline in some of the lyrics. If you don't know what you're doing, follow me and I'll join in with both. So let's stand together as we bring our